When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Don't forget, later in the show, Jim Nantz will join us from CBS Sports. Looking forward to talking to him. Right now on the BetQL guest hotline, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Good morning, Baldy. Happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween, guys. How are you, man?
We are doing well. So I'm looking at your Twitter, at BaldyNFL. And we used to have Jonathan Allen on every week to join us after Commanders games. He's a great guest, really good player. Goes out with a pec injury. That's terrible for him, but that creates an opportunity for a younger player to step in. And I watched the breakdown you had of Johnny Newton, and I know you're a fan of him, of what he did in his second NFL start. Tell us what you saw from him in just limited time playing so far for the Commanders.
I thought he was really impressive. Really impressive. He really got a chance to play a lot of snaps. From the very first play of the game, I thought he influenced it. You saw just great, you know, great explosiveness. A guy that's got really strong hands, that runs well, that plays the game the right way. That's what he did at Illinois. I thought he was the best defensive tackle in the draft. And when the Commanders got him, I thought they got themselves a good player. I knew he had the Jones fracture in his foot, and it was going to take a little bit of time. I saw him at minicamp, and he was walking around. He was out of the boot. I knew it was just going to be a matter of time before he got it back up to speed. He played a whole year last year with that injury, and he just gutted it out and played through it. But to see him fully healthy right now and at his best, I thought that was him and Duran, I thought, played really well inside.
Is he playing better than what you were seeing from Jonathan Allen?
Well, I'm a big Jonathan Allen fan. You know, Jonathan Allen had some really good days in this league.
Sure.
But I think Johnny Newton has a chance to be a better pass rusher, just because I think he bends a lot better than Jonathan did and does. And I just think he's probably got a little bit more power than Jonathan.
That's saying something, because we know John's powerful. We know you got a chance to kind of chat with Jaden on the sideline a little bit.
And Caleb.
I'm more interested in Jaden, but you can talk about both. Is that your first time kind of getting to know him, or have you met him before? And what are your impressions as a person?
I met him once before. I went up there. I called Dan Quinn up during the mini camp. The media was kind of shut out, and I asked him if I could come and watch. He invited me, so I did. And I had a chance to talk to him. I've known Cliff a long time, but I got a chance to talk to him then. But then he saw me on the field before the game. He came over, and obviously there was a lot of a lot of news about just how bad his rib injury was. He came out after 9 plays the week before, and I asked him if it was never in doubt. He said it was never in doubt. He was always going to play, that he got enough work in. But he's such a nice kid. But he's really he loves the game and everything. But what impressed me was his ability, and I was talking to him a little bit about it. I didn't spend a lot of time, but, he called the entire game from – they never huddled up one time. He called the entire game at the line of scrimmage.
Crazy.
And that's, check to make sure everybody's in motion and set and, you know, they're in the right places. I mean, that's a lot to ask a kid making his eighth NFL start, but yet it looks like he handles it like he handles everything with just a great deal of poise.
And then after, you know, you have such an incredible win, I saw him, you know, they asked him yesterday, like, what was the week like, you know, after that? And he's like, yeah, it's just another normal day for me. Got up, you know, continued the same thing, and now we're on to the Giants.
Yeah.
That's what every teammate says about him. They said he's exactly the same. Terry McLaurin told me this before the game. He said, Baldy, just, you know, the way he was when he first came here and went through the offseason and training camp, and I saw him up at the Jets scrimmage this summer. Like, literally, he seems like he's the same kid every day. And that, even though, that's the wildest, craziest, most fun stadium of Washington's I've seen since I played and was in RFK. Mm-hmm. When I was with the Cowboys, that place was jumping. And there were a lot of Bear fans in there, but, you know, they were muffled, you know, by the final play. And to see fans just celebrating like that, you would think, like, that might carry over to the player a little bit. You know, maybe he would just get just as excited as the fans, but I evidently, you know, he's just as calm then as he was before the game.
Baldy, what's your major criticism of how the Bears handled those last two plays?
I'm a fan of, you know, I just don't think you can just give them 13 yards. There's 6 seconds to go in the game. You know that they have a chance to, it's a little bit too far to try a Hail Mary from there, even with Jaden's arm. So you think that they might try to get 10 yards on a quick out, and they got 13 on a quick out, and they didn't even try to defend it. I thought that was a problem. And then, you know, Matt Eberflus has, you know, been a defense coordinator and defense coach. He didn't think it was that big of a deal. Evidently, I did. And then I just think you got to put more pressure on the quarterback. I mean, Jaden held that ball on the Hail Mary for 12 and a half seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jacob Martin was out there and DeMarcus Walker, whatever, for Chicago. T.J. Edwards was just kind of spying. He wasn't doing anything. Like, it allowed him to really hold the ball for that long to get his receivers down the field and launch a perfect throw. And I'd like to hurry the guy up a little bit. I don't think you need to have, you know, 7 guys in the end zone defending one ball. So that's my – Matt, yeah, it's Monday morning quarterback. But that's what I would have done. I would have put more pressure on him and not let him make the easy throw, and I wouldn't have given him the 13 yards.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. So next up for the Commanders, a road trip to the Giants. The Giants are in real trouble. They desperately need this win. They're 2-6, already 0-3 in the division. This is a team that's supposed to be built around an improved offensive line, Daniel Jones, and a tough defense, but they have the second worst scoring differential in the NFC behind only the Carolina Panthers. So to say things have gone sideways in New York might be an understatement.
It is, but I wouldn't overlook them. I mean, the Commanders didn't score a touchdown against them. They did score, you know, on every drive and kicking field goals, but they didn't score a touchdown. If this Tyrone Tracy plays, he had concussion at the end of the game against Pittsburgh. He's a really good player, and he didn't really have much to do in that first game with Washington. If Malik Nabers is fully healthy, he's a beast. Defensively, Dexter Lawrence, you could easily say right now, is the defensive player of the year. Brian Burns is playing really, really well. Like, I wouldn't go to sleep on him. Washington is better coached, and the quarterback is playing much, much better. That usually, you know, would say that, you know, Washington should win this game. But, you know, New York went to Seattle and they thumped them. They went toe-to-toe with Pittsburgh. Outside of a punt return for a touchdown, it was a pretty even game. They put up a lot of yards in that game the other night. So they've shown flashes that they can play, and they can play well. But they just do too many things to beat themselves. They're their own worst enemy most Sundays.
Lions and Packers, 425. Jordan Love, of course, got banged up last week, and I think he's missed most of the week of practice. But he says it's realistic that he'll play. Who knows? We'll see what happens there. But Jared Goff's been on fire. I think the last 4 weeks he's only got 13 incompletions total, and he's got no interceptions in those 4 weeks. Might be 5 weeks, but he's been on fire. Lions 6-1, Packers 6-2. Just a huge game in the division. Your thoughts in Green Bay?
Well, Malik Willis has come in And he's 2-0 as a starter. The offense looks almost identical as when Jordan plays somehow. But I don't want to say that Malik is, you know, every bit as good as Jordan. He's not, but he's played really well. Detroit put up, 50 points, whatever, last week.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, Tennessee put up 400 yards of offense on them. They went up and down the field. They turned the ball over. I mean, Detroit didn't do anything to stop them. I think this thing could be a shootout. I respect Detroit's offense. They're the best running offense in football. I mean, with that punch of Montgomery and Gibbs, Gibbs went 70 on a play that looked like it should have gone 5 yards, but everybody took the wrong angle in trying to tackle him. He's just that good. So they've got some home run hitters, but I just think that, Green Bay right now leads the league in takeaways with 19 takeaways in 8 games. I mean, they're on pace to get 40 right now. But that's the new defensive coordinator. Xavier McKinney's got 6 interceptions. You make a mistake, they make you pay for it now. But, look, Detroit looks like the most complete team, but they got to win in their division. That's what it's all about. This could be a tough game for them, whether Jordan Love plays or not plays. I think it's going to be, as advertised, I think it's going to be the game of the week.
Talking to Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Wanted to ask you about a couple of quarterback changes. Cleveland finally pulled the trigger. Jameis went in and beat the Ravens. Fortunate that there wasn't an interception there at the end, but Jameis brought life to that offense. And then the Colts have decided moving forward to go with Joe Flacco. Anthony Richardson Young wasn't completing a great percentage of his passes. If you looked at the film, he maybe played a little bit better than the numbers. What do you make of those two QB switches?
Jameis was because of injury.
Sure.
But he played great. He threw for 334 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Baltimore couldn't get and they protected Jameis very, very well. A lot of play action passes. But look, I mean, guys like Elijah Moore and Cedric Tillman came alive, and those guys were invisible when Deshaun was in there. The 3 touchdown passes, you need all 3 to win the game. So hats off to Jameis. They have a chance because the offensive line looked really good. Wyatt Teller's back in there at right guard. DeJuan Jones is in there at left tackle, played very well. I mean, and Nick Chubb is only going to get better. So there's going to be a problem for teams, regardless of what their record is. I'm in favor of the move by Joe Flacco in Indianapolis, regardless of the ridiculous thing that Anthony Richardson did by tapping himself out because he was tired. It's just, I've never seen anything like that before. They might have used that as an excuse to make the change, but when Flacco was in there for 3 games against Pittsburgh and Jacksonville and Tennessee, he played great. And they're a playoff team. Their defense is really good. DeForest Buckner is back. Zaire Franklin and E.J. Speed are as good a tandem inside linebacker as there is. The receiving core is good. Taylor is healthy. You got to put the guy in there that's going to help you win. And the players can defend Anthony Richardson, and that's what they should do publicly. But you can't lie to your team and say he gives you a better chance to win games right now. They could have easily won that Houston game last week in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And the interception with 30 seconds to go in the half was a killer by Anthony Richardson. I mean, Jalen Petrie saw it all the way. Next play, they took the lead. I think Shane Steichen has a difficult decision. They got to develop the young kid, but they got to try to win games right now, and Joe gives them a better chance.
Baldy, if I would have told you before the season started that the Jets were going to have a 5-game losing streak at some point, first of all, what would you say? What would be the reaction to that? And then also your thoughts on tonight, Houston in New York, New York with that loss last weekend, of course, in New England. Houston's got the second-ranked defense in the league, only allowing about 278 yards per week. So this is going to be another tough one, and the Jets are actually a small favorite in this game, which kind of surprises me.
Yeah, well, to answer your first question, if the Jets lost 5 in a row, would I believe that? I said, if Aaron Rodgers went out with another Achilles
got
injury,
hurt. Yeah, good point. Yeah.
But that's not the case. They're playing terrible. I mean, he's not playing well. The line has been so inconsistent. They really don't have a very good offensive line. So I'm going to be at that game doing a bunch of pregame stuff. I guess if the Jets find a way to win the game, it's what they should have been doing all along. Houston's winning these games and playing great defense without their 2 starting inside linebackers, which is unbelievable because Al Shire is a great player and Toto is an unbelievable player, both of them. And they're playing without those guys. And now Danico Autry is back at defensive tackle after being suspended the first six games. Will Anderson looks like he did winning the Defensive Rookie of the Year last year. He's dominant. So this is their biggest challenge. This is the best team they played. Maybe Houston is without Nico. Obviously, you know, no Diggs, so he's going to throw to other guys, Tank, you know, Tank Dell right now and Robert Woods, whatnot. But they got their running back in there, and he's a challenge, Joe Mixon. If the Jets win this game, you could see how they might be able to make a second-half comeback and maybe scramble for maybe the last playoff spot.
Baldy, the most fun division race at this point is the NFC West. You have three teams at 4-4, and you've got the Rams at 3-4. They're starting to get healthy. Big game between the Rams and the Seahawks this weekend. This should be a fun one to watch through the rest of the season. Who do you have coming out of the NFC West as the winner there?
Well, Arizona is just a scrappy bunch. They've earned all four wins. That was a big win for in Miami. Look, if San Francisco can get healthy, if they get McCaffrey on the field, and he looks like McCaffrey, then I think the 49ers have a chance to win. I think they're going to make a move at the trade deadline here next Tuesday. I would think that a defensive lineman is coming to San Francisco. I don't want to make any predictions about who, but I believe they're going to make a run for it. But the Rams, I think, are poised to win it. I mean, because the offensive line, even with two rookies in there, good. They got Puka back and Cooper back. And those four defensive linemen they've drafted in the last 2 years, all they're doing is just getting better and better. I feel like they're very well coached. So I feel like the Rams are poised to win it. They made a second-half run last year to get to the playoffs, and they were a problem in the playoffs. And I feel like they're going to do the same thing this year.
Baldy, last question. What's going to be the aftermath if Dallas loses in Atlanta and they fall to 3-5?
Well, you know, Jerry's face is going to melt like it's a Halloween mask. Atlanta's up and down, but they can run the ball, and that's a problem for Dallas. Has been. Mike is not going to play. That's a problem for Dallas. All the things that we said about the roster in Dallas and what are they doing during free agency and what are they doing, you know, as far as trying to beef up the roster, all those things are going to come to fruition, and Jerry's not going to have an answer for it. Because we said that they needed to make improvements, and they didn't. And so now they're stuck with with aging running backs and Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott that are finished. But that's who they're going to right now. And outside of CeeDee Lamb, nobody else scares you on that offense. So it's not a great roster. And if they lose to Atlanta, the things that we said about the team in March and April are going to come to fruition.
Baldy, have fun at Jets, Texans, and we'll talk to you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You got a deal, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Yep. Enjoy Thank everything. You, buddy.
You too, man. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day. Be delicious. Don't forget, coming up on the show at 8 o'clock, Dave Richard joins us to talk fantasy football. Nick Dowd from the Capitals at 8:45. And Jim Nantz from CBS Sports. He'll join us at 9:15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.